From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry will promote the benefits of two trade pacts championed by the Obama administration during a Tuesday speech to government, civic, and policy leaders in Los Angeles. The State Department says Secretary Kerry will address national security opportunities of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's a landmark free trade deal among 12 Pacific Rim countries and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, which is an agreement being negotiated by the U.S. and the European Union. Ministers from those countries signed an agreement in February, but still needs U.S. congressional approval. In Yemen, a suicide bomber detonated explosives near a football stadium in this port city of Aden Tuesday, killing at least four people. Eight others were wounded, and the attack appears to have targeted young men lining up to register for the military. The country's ceasefire is generally holding, despite what U.N. spokesman Jajarik calls pockets of violence. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and the Saudi-led Arab coalition trying to drive them out agreed on a truce ahead of another UN round of sponsored peace talks set for next week in Kuwait. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This cessation of hostilities is crucial for the people of Yemen, who have suffered from over a year of fighting and a massive humanitarian crisis, which has resulted in over 80% of the population requiring some form of emergency assistance.
More than 6,200 people have been killed in the past 13 months of conflict. And the World Health Organization says yellow fever has killed 21 people in Congo. The organization said Monday that 151 people have been affected by the disease. VOA News.